From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Since the war began, more than 11,000 American servicemen and women have been wounded in action in Iraq. Many of them will return to the United States for rehabilitation. Some will be fitted with prosthetic limbs, and they will have access to some of the best medical care available anywhere in the world. For Iraqis wounded in fighting or bombings, the situation is often quite different. At Baghdad's main orthopedic hospital, there is now a 6-month wait to get fitted for a new leg. And doctors say there's not enough material to keep up with demand for prosthetics. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Ali Said takes a few hesitant steps on his new prosthetic leg. Two specialists kneel next to him and ask him how it feels. He says it pinches, just near where his leg was cut off above the knee. Ali says it's been 5 months since he lost his limb, but he remembers it vividly.
It happened in the neighborhood of Karada near the gas station where I worked. We were waiting for the gas to be delivered. It was around 11 a.m. on the 23rd of October. Suddenly a mortar round fell from nowhere. Three people were killed and I was wounded.
Ali's eyes tear up as he's being asked to tell his story. He says thousands of people have been hurt in Iraq since the war began, but very little is being done for them.
There are so many people who have been crippled and then neglected, like animals who have been killed on the roadside and left.
Iraq's health ministry says that in an 8-month period between April and December last year, 19,367 Iraqis were injured in violent incidents. Others believe that number to be considerably higher. In a nearby room at Baghdad's Medical Rehabilitation and Rheumatology Center, a technician shapes the mold of the prosthetic leg. The whole process of getting a new leg takes about 3 weeks. But the deputy director of the center, Dr. Thamer Aziz, says that the hospital is seeing more and more patients. The waiting list, he says, is now 6 months long. And he says the hospital will shut down in only 2 months if they don't get the foreign-made materials needed to make the prosthetic limbs.
The organization, the humanitarian organization, used to bring us a lot of materials before. Now they withdrew from Iraq due to their situation. They became targets. That's why I will shut down because of this.
In another room, he points to a pile of cans that contain chemicals used to make prosthetics.
You see these tins? All these are imported. We cannot find them in the local markets because no factory in Iraq here does it, not even in the whole Middle East.
Now, Dr. Aziz is reduced to scavenging from other orthopedic hospitals in other parts of the country. He says he's desperate.
They also run out of these materials. They cannot supply us well anymore because they have also their patients.
Across town in the Al-Kindi hospital, 12-year-old Marwa lies in a hospital bed with her family surrounding her. She was traveling in a cab with her mother when someone opened fire. The driver and her mother were killed. Marwa received several gunshot wounds that hit both her legs. Her father whispers that tomorrow at least one of them will be amputated. Dr. Ahmed Basim works in the ward between 15 to 20 hours a day. He seems harried, and he complains that he doesn't have the resources to care for the 25 to 40 patients who enter this hospital each day with wounds received from violent incidents. He says the hospital is missing basic medicines.
The simplest thing, the glucose saline, for example, the antibiotic, and the medicine, and is the most important thing for this patient, suturing material for surgery. This is the simplest thing, and you can imagine what we need.
He has no proof, but he thinks that corrupt officials are pocketing what should be going to the hospitals. In a situation like this, he says the mere fact that his patients are alive is a boon.
We are in a situation that still alive is enough for every patient. Still alive is mercy from the God.
Marwa asked to sit up in her bed. She says she feels okay. But her family still hasn't told her that her mother was killed in the shooting that injured her. For now, her father agrees with the doctor. It's enough that she's alive. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.